Ever feel like you're just totally drowning in meetings, you know? Like barely a moment to just come up for air.
Oh, tell me about it. It's like the minute you close one video call, another one pops up. It's never ending.
Right. And you're not alone, trust me. Today, we're diving into something that might just be the life raft we all need. Asynchronous video.
Asynchronous video. Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it's a fascinating topic. We're going to unpack what it is, why it's suddenly like gaining all this traction, and how it might be the key to, you know, a calmer, more productive work life for all of us.
Sign me up for all of that.
Right. And our main source of inspiration today is this piece from Watch and Learned. It's called A New Market Category Async Video. Have you seen this one?
Yeah, I was just reading it this morning, actually.
Yeah.
It's really insightful, especially, you know, how it digs into that whole problem of meeting fatigue. It's real. It's so real.
Like, did you know there are studies out there that show some people are spending, get this, up to 20% of their work week in back-to-back video calls?
20%? You're kidding.
I'm not. It's wild.
It's no wonder we're all just like completely fried by Wednesday.
Exactly. It's just too much.
Okay, so how does this whole asynchronous video thing, how does it offer like a different way to approach all this?
So picture this. It's basically email, right? But instead of just text, you're hitting record and sending a video message that the other person can watch whenever they have a moment.
Okay.
It's about, you know, working smarter, not harder.
I like the sound of that. It's kind of like instead of trying to cram everything into a quick phone call, you take the time to actually like write a thoughtful letter. You can convey so much more that way. Nuance, you know, and clarity. 100%. The article, it actually uses this great analogy. They say it's like the difference between trying to explain some super complex concept over email versus like sketching it out for someone on a whiteboard.
Oh, yeah.
Visuals just make things click so much faster.
So much faster. Okay, so we're talking about a major efficiency boost here. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's not even just about like individual efficiency. It's for like whole teams, entire organizations, even. One of the best use cases they highlight is for company-wide communication. Imagine like a CEO, right? They've got this big announcement to make.
Okay, yeah.
Instead of forcing everyone into a giant Zoom meeting, they record this async video. Employees can watch it on their own time, maybe even like rewind and catch certain parts again.
Yeah.
It's so much better than trying to take notes frantically during a live meeting, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I bet people would actually remember what was said, too.
Exactly. And it's not just for like big CEO announcements or whatever. Think about something as simple as a team stand-up meeting. Instead of everyone awkwardly waiting their turn to speak.
Sitting there muted, trying not to interrupt.
Exactly. With async video, each person can just record a quick update when it fits their workflow. You know, here's what I'm working on. Here's what I accomplished. Here are my priorities. Boom, done. Everyone's in the loop.
I love that. It just seems so much more respectful of everyone's time.
Absolutely. And you know, while we're on the topic of empowering employees, this article made a great point about how asynchronous video can be a game changer for onboarding.
Oh, interesting. Tell me more.
Imagine like you're a new sales rep, right?
Yeah.
And you can just rewatch that product demo video as many times as you need before you even talk to your first client.
It's like having a whole library of knowledge right there at your fingertips, 24/7. No more bombarding new hires with a million things on their first day and hoping they remember it all.
Exactly. And you know, it goes even further. They talked about using async video for things like customer support even.
Really?
Yeah. Imagine a customer is having some kind of technical issue. Instead of waiting on hold forever, listening to that awful elevator music.
The worst.
Right. They can just watch a short video, walks them through the solution, boom, problem solved.
That is so smart. It seems like, honestly, almost any kind of information could be shared this way.
Right. And here's where it gets really interesting, okay? Because while efficiency is obviously a huge benefit, this article actually made a really compelling argument that asynchronous video can actually lead to a more human-centered workplace.
Really? Okay. Because when I think efficiency, I'll be honest, I don't always think, you know, human-centered.
It seems a little counterintuitive, right? But think about it. When you're not under pressure to like respond in real time, you actually have the space to craft more thoughtful, more considered responses. You know,
Yeah.
there's way less room for miscommunication and more space for empathy.
Oh, I see what you mean. So it's not just about the speed, it's about the quality of the interaction.
Exactly. There's this one case study in the article where this company, they saw a huge improvement in their team dynamics after they started using async video for like feedback. People actually felt heard, and feedback was way less likely to, you know, be taken personally because it was given in a more thoughtful way.
That is so fascinating. It's like this seemingly small shift in communication. You can have these huge ripple effects.
Totally. And this is really just like scratching the surface, you know. The article briefly touched on other potential uses for async video, like in marketing, education, even hospitality.
Wow.
It really gets you thinking, could this be like a total game changer in how we work entirely?
That's the big question, isn't it? And I'm sure it's something a lot of our listeners are thinking about right now, too. Could this be the key to, I don't know, a less stressful, more productive, maybe even more human way of working?
It's an exciting thought.
Definitely something to ponder.